A First World War German prisoner of war escaped from Essex. When we think of prisoners of war during the two world wars, it is easy to visualize large blocks of stalags crammed with bored servicemen. An image that is less likely to come to mind is the picture of a German soldier freshly escaped from a country house prison before negotiating his way to freedom via Tilbury Docks. Though, that is exactly what German Gunter Pluschkau achieved 1 week in the summer of 1915. Although the old black and white war films tell many tales of gallant escapes from British servicemen, the German side of the story does not boast many valiant accounts, largely owing to the fact that across both the world wars, only one individual is known to have escaped prisoner of war captivity from the islands of Great Britain. That individual was Gunter Pluschkau, the illegitimate great-grandson of the great Duke of Mecklenburg-Schwerin, an adventurous individual who was credited as an explorer, aviator and author. Natural ability seemed to exude from Gunther. Originally stationed with the German Navy at the beginning of the war in China, where he lightly acquired his telltale dragon tattoo, it did not take long for his prowess as a pilot to be recognised, and he was soon an established aviator, a national treasure. It was in Gibraltar that Gunter was captured by the British and promptly sent to Leicestershire's Donington Hall. Gunter recalled his first moments upon arriving via train, later writing, "We were greeted by a howling mob composed of women and undersized lads and children, but few men. The women and girls behaved like savages. Yelling and whistling, they ran alongside and behind us, and occasionally a stone or a lump of dirt hurtled through the air." To sit by quietly was not in Gunther's nature. As he wrote, in time captivity became unbearable. When an English airman soared quietly and securely in the blue firmament, my heart contracted with pain, and a wild, desperate longing set me shivering. I became irritable and nervous, behaved brusquely towards my comrades, and deteriorated visibly, both mentally and physically. He decided to try to escape. Night and day I planned, brooded and deliberated how I could escape from this miserable imprisonment. I had to act with the greatest calm and caution if I hoped to succeed. The result was his escape, thus triggering a UK-wide manhunt that saw Gunter's description plastered across the front pages of the newspapers of the day. Bus and train timetables were omitted from newspapers so that there could be little chance that the escaped prisoner could use those to his advantage. Gunter overheard a conversation while he was travelling to London that a Dutch ship was leaving soon from Tilbury Docks. Thinking on his feet, his plan was now cemented. This might be his only chance of returning to the fatherland. And return he did. The lush Essex countryside soon greeted Gunter as, rather miraculously, he travelled via train to Tilbury Docks, no doubt a welcome sight after the dangers of London. Of course, boarding the Dutch steamer was no easy feat. He later wrote about his midnight exploits. "Unnoticed, I reached the buoy. The black hull of my steamer towered high above me. A string pull, and I was atop the buoy. When I climbed with iron composure, and this time like a cat, the mighty steel cable, cautiously, I leaned over the rail and spied about. The forecastle was empty. I jerked myself forward and stood on the deck. On July the 15th, 1915, Gunther Pluschkau successfully returned to Germany, whereupon he was immediately captured as a spy. None of the Germans could believe that it was truly possible for a serviceman genuinely to have escaped from Britain. It did not take long for Gunther to convince them that his story was true, and soon he became to be hailed with special attention from Kaiser Wilhelm II, who gave him the Iron Cross, first class. Throughout the rest of the First World War, and later the Second World War, no other prisoners of war were known to have escaped from Britain, making Gunther's story and prowess even more astonishing, as of course was Essex's part in the great German escape.